butterflies and dragonflies. Dragonflies hovering around lakes and ponds herald the arrival of high summer. In folklore, dragonflies are omens of good fortune and prosperity. A dragonfly alighting on a fisherman's rod is sure to bring a successful catch. And if one lands on your finger, you can make a wish.
Summer butterflies were traditionally known as flitterwings in Dorset. Clouded yellow, holly blue, marbled white, orange tip, meadow brown, purple hair streak, red admiral, small copper, and speckled wood.
The Adonis blue butterfly takes its name from the famously handsome youth of Greek mythology, favoured by Aphrodite, the goddess of love.
Plight of the pollinators. A good year for bees, a good year for honey. A thanks, yes, for hives, a promise of pollen. A good year for stamens, a good year for crops. A thanks, yes, for hoverflies, a promise of hopes. A good year for saprise, a good year for moths. A thanks, yes, for honeycombs, a promise of yolks.
The fresh-faced flowers of oxeye daisies are often seen smiling sweetly in summer meadows. They are commonly known as midsummer daisies and also thunder daisies, relating to the storms brought in on sultry weather at this time of year.
They say it's truly summer when you can cover 12 daisies on your lawn with 1 foot.
May is named after Maia, the ancient Greek goddess of growth and abundance. And June is named after Juno, the Roman goddess of love and marriage. Both deities are associated with summer flowers.
What are the scents of summer?
The smell of honeysuckle and roses on a balmy evening. Petrica, as you walk along a hot pavement after a shower of rain. Food cooking on a barbecue or a fresh fruit salad. And, oh, that lovely smell of clean bed linen billowing on the clothesline.